Let us pray. Heavenly Father, through the power of your Holy Spirit, we pray that you will open up your word to us and continue your transforming work, that we may draw ever closer into your kingdom. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ our Lord.
Amen. Amen.
Of all the gifts given to mankind by God, there is none greater than the presence of the Holy Spirit. I was at a meeting in the late 70s or early 80s when Colin Urquhart said something like this: if one were to remove the Holy Spirit from the Church of England, 97% of its activities would carry on in exactly the same way. If one were to remove the Holy Spirit from the Church of England, 97% of its activities would carry on in the same way. I find that really sad, because how it is amazing it is to have with us one who comforts, guides, teaches, prompts, equips, exhorts, reminds, reveals, encourages, gives life. I could go on, but it would take quite a while. I encourage you to get a good study Bible and look in the back where it lists all the times that the Holy Spirit is mentioned and how many different things the Holy Spirit can do. Because it really is quite incredible. And when we meditate on all those things, we realize that actually some of that 97% might be what we're doing. And all this is before we consider the gifts of the Holy Spirit, which are set out in 1 Corinthians 12. Wisdom, knowledge, faith, healing, miraculous powers, prophecy, discernment of spirits, speaking in tongues, and the interpretation of tongues. All these gifts were given to be used. Or were you one of those people who received a very nice wedding present and thought, oh, I need to look after this, and put it still in its box in the cupboard? Have we done that? And I think sometimes we can be a bit like that with the gifts of the Holy Spirit. Ooh, I better not use it. I need to keep it the best. But these gifts were given for the common good, to encourage and build up the Church of God. They're not to be hoarded. They're not to be kept in a cupboard for best. They are to be used to build up the church. And what an encouragement it makes when you find other people full of the Spirit alongside you. It makes such a huge difference. I always used to hear that sermon, you need other coals in the fire to keep it going. One coal by itself will go out. Well, it might not go out, but it's not going to burn very brightly. We are told repeatedly throughout the Bible to encourage one another and build one another up. And one of the ways we can do this is by using our spiritual gifts for the common good. Do we do that? Hands on heart, can we say, yes, I do that? And if we don't, how can we operate as the body of Christ on earth? All these gifts, both great and small, are given by the Spirit so that we can build up the church and be Christ's ambassadors to the world, showing forth his grace and glorifying him. I once said to somebody who was saying that they were having a hard time, well, why don't you try coming to church? We've got great fellowship there. It's really nice to have other people to talk to and to share with, and the worship is really uplifting. And she said, well, every time I come past when the church is coming out, everybody looks so miserable that I think I shouldn't be going there. When we have the Spirit in our lives, we know that joy, and we go out with joy and we are smiling. In 1 Thessalonians 5, we're exhorted, warn those who are idle, encourage the timid, help the weak, be patient with everyone. Make sure that nobody pays back wrong for wrong, but always try to be kind to each other and to everyone else. Be joyful always. Pray continually. Give thanks in all circumstances. Do not put out the Spirit's fire. Do not treat prophecies with contempt. Test everything. Hold on to the good. Avoid evil. I don't know about you, but out of that list, the two which stood out for me were pray continually and do not put out the Spirit's fire. One of the joys for me of coming here has been that we meet together every weekday morning for prayer and to read God's word and listen to what he is saying to us. It is a real encouragement. I can't tell you what an encouragement it has been to be able to do that every morning. I'm finding around the country too many priests who end up doing everything and who find it very hard for their coal to stay alight because they don't have other people with whom they can pray. Every time we meet together, I go out of here with my spirit singing within me, and I find myself encouraged and equipped for the day ahead. To be Christ's body in the world, we must be a people of prayer. Not because you have to be a people of prayer, but because actually we want to communicate with God, and we want to pray alongside one another. We were made for relationship. We were made in the image of God. Prayer is not an optional extra, and it isn't something to do just on a Sunday or merely for a few minutes each morning. Communication is vital in every relationship, and you only need to think about those relationships which haven't flourished in your own life to realize that often it's because of a breakdown in communication. I don't know why, but when I was praying about this sermon, what kept coming to mind was Grand Prix drivers. And I must admit, I don't really watch the Grand Prix. I'm more likely to watch MotoGP. But I kept coming back to the Grand Prix drivers. In the old days, it was a man in a car doing his best on the track and a good crew to fix and tune the car and refill it with fuel and change the tyres and wipe down the windscreen, I think. Now the car and driver are in constant communication with the crew, and what a difference that's made. I know that there have been technological improvements as well along the way, but how much faster they go now? At the speeds they reach, the driver cannot take his eyes off the track and other drivers to see how much fuel he has left or to judge how much rubber he has left on his tyres, but the cars are equipped with so many monitors fed into a computer, and the crew can tell him through an earpiece what's happening with his car. And they can advise him where other people are and the strategies because of where other people are in the tables. He relies on the computer to tell the crew and the crew to tell him and to advise him on all these issues. There has to be constant communication. In the same way, if we are not merely to finish this race, but to finish it well, we need to be in constant communication with God and with others around us. Because others will inform us of things that they can see in our lives. They can encourage us and say what a blessing we've been and what a difference that makes in our lives. Too often I think we're like the maverick driver who decides that they don't need to listen to advice or guidance or take constructive criticism. Too often we think that we know better, or we're too busy doing what we think we ought to do to listen to the guidance of the one who knows what we really should be doing. Prayer should be continuous. As we praise God, give thanks, ask for guidance, and intercede for others. And I think that carries with it not putting out the fire of the Spirit. Have you received baptism of the Holy Spirit? If you're not sure, or if you would like to, find somebody to pray with at the end of this service and ask them to pray with you that you will receive baptism in the Spirit. And if you have been, do you know what your spiritual gifts are? Sometimes we don't use them because we We just haven't realized what they are. If you have a word of discernment, do you use it to help others? If you have a gift, a word of wisdom, are you bold enough to share it with others? That's sometimes quite a tough one. Being a prophet can be a lonely place, but it is still the way in which God can most easily communicate with his people and the wider world. It's too easy to be diffident and not step forward and use our gifts because we doubt ourselves. We don't think we're worthy enough. We worry that we might have got it wrong. Well, God would rather we made a few mistakes than that we never used our gifts. And actually, through making mistakes, that's how we most often learn. Every day, we need to be asking the Lord to refill us with the Spirit so that we may fulfill our purposes as disciples. And we need to be asking for opportunities to both build up God's church and further God's kingdom. A race car goes nowhere if it's not refueled, and it needs a lot of refueling. To be honest, I think motor racing is probably one of the most harmful things we can do for the planet, but I know it brings pleasure to a lot of people. The pit lane crew needs to work as one. They need to use their knowledge and wisdom. They need to know when to encourage one another and the driver, and when to advise caution or challenge bad practice. They need to know how to put things right. They need a variety of people with differing skill sets and experience who can communicate well if tragedy is to be averted and the race finished. We need to be daily refilled with the Spirit. As a church, we need to have people with differing gifts, gifts of wisdom, knowledge, faith, healing, miraculous powers, prophecy, discernment of spirits, speaking in tongues, and the interpretation of tongues. But those gifts are useless if they're not used, and if not used for the common good. We need to communicate and continually improve our lines of communication with our Creator and with one another, and also with those who don't know Christ. And to be honest, a smile can go a really, really long way in communicating with others. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, in the name of your Son, we ask for an outpouring of your Holy Spirit upon us now. If we have not been baptized with the Holy Spirit, we ask that you will help us to see what impediments might be in the way so that we can pray, "Come, Holy Spirit, fill our hearts, minds, and lives." If we do not know which spiritual gifts we have been given, then please help us to discern those gifts this morning. If we have not been using your gifts, then show us clearly why and what we need to do to overcome that block. Come, Holy Spirit, set our hearts on fire for love of God. Fan the flames of our passion. Give us boldness. Help us to encourage one another and build one another up. So fill us with love for others that we cannot fail to share the good news of your kingdom, your grace, your mercy. Come, Holy Spirit. Fill us, we pray. Let us do nothing without prayer and first asking for your guidance. We ask this in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen.
Amen.